Good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Andy. Hope everybody's having a great April Fool's Day. We'll get into that in just a minute. Here's your Pot Quiz question. Celebrity doing something good. Name the name of the celebrity who spearheads the charity, the Rainforest Foundation. Is it Kevin Spacey, William Macy, Steve Buscemi? Answer in a minute. I love this story. Over the weekend, a scalper was selling bogus tickets to the NCAA tournament in New York City, Madison Square Garden. A Yale track star and his girlfriend reached this guy through Craigslist and arranged to meet the guy outside Madison Square Garden. The Yale track star bought two tickets from the guy, paid $500 for the ducats. And then the track star was told when he got to the gate, these are counterfeit tickets, they're no good. So the Yale track star quickly called the con man back on his phone and said, oh, I need four more tickets. Some friends of mine showed up. The idiot came back with four tickets. The track star told the guy, the jig is up. The con man ran. The Yale track star chased him for several blocks and caught him, slapped him around, turned him over to the cops, got his money back. Don't you love that story?
I love it, yeah.
It's great. It's April Fool's Day, even for celebrities. For an example, Jim Carrey likes to dress up as a gorilla and go into restaurants where some of his friends go all the time. Johnny Depp on April Fool's Day always walks around with a fart sound remote in his pocket. Everywhere he walks, he's hitting that remote. My favorite, though, is Woody Hayes a few years ago, who paid an actor to dress up like a thug, pull a gun, and do a phony stick-up on Sean Penn, all for an April Fool's Day joke. I'll never forget the worst April Fool's Day on me. I was just a kid. My grandfather told me they bought me a pony. It was in the backyard. I'm still not over that. There was no pony. Arnold Schwarzenegger should just give it up. His last three movies have been huge flops. First, Sabotage. Before that, Escape Plan. Before that, Last Stand. Arnold's next two movies sound even worse. A low-budget zombie film? Oh, yeah, I want to see Arnold as a zombie. And then Arnold and his twins co-star, Danny DeVito. Remember that movie?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Are going to reunite for triplets. The third brother joining the cast is Eddie Murphy. You laugh, but I think it's going to be hideous.
Really?
I don't know. Odds and ends. Betting odds on the Oscar Pistorius murder trial in South Africa. I found this shocking. 6-1, long shot. He'll be found guilty. 3-1, more favorable odds, not guilty. Even money, hung jury. They won't be able to come to a decision. And Fleetwood Mac has announced a concert tour, but I'm betting Hillary Clinton won't let her husband Bill Clinton go see the band. Bill's favorite band is Fleetwood Mac. But years ago, there was a pretty loud story that Bill and Stevie Nicks, when he was president, spent a lot of time together in the Lincoln bedroom. Stevie Nicks and Bill Clinton. And the Pot Quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who spearheads the charity Rainforest Foundation, Kevin Spacey, William Macy, Steve Buscemi.
William Macy.
I'll say Kevin Spacey.
Answers Kevin Spacey. Very good. Hey, have a great day. Watch out for those April Fool's days. I'm Mike Evans. See ya.